Welcome to Forward Motion. This is Carmen Carozza, your business and life coach, and it is a pleasure and an honor to be with you here today on this Monday. Our first guest, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about him. He's over in Gibraltar, so we're talking to someone who's quite a distance away from us today. Chris Brager has much practice in adversity. He's been screwing things up for years, just like the rest of us. So he knows how to answer your question, why are you in that current situation you're in, and discover why your past actions have to do with your present circumstances. And again, Chris was born in the UK. Now he is in Gibraltar, and we are going to be chatting about life strategies, which is very different in today's world. And he's going to tell us how to get the best out of ourselves. Chris.
Thank you for that wonderful invitation.
I knew we're going to have a lot of fun today, Chris.
Absolutely. I get a lot of laughs when I say I've been screwing things up for ages. Yeah, and it's absolutely true. And there's not a person on this world who wouldn't be able to say that if they were being totally honest.
Absolutely. As soon as I read that, I said, that's me.
Because the way we all move forward is, or at least the way I move forward, is not by finding out what works first time, by finding out what doesn't work. And then you change it and you find out something else doesn't work. And eventually you end up with what does once you've eliminated all the what doesn't.
You know, that's why we're great coaches, Chris, because we screwed things up so much in the past. We only know the right ways now.
Exactly.
Right? Well, that's great. Listen, hey, Chris, so listen, tell our audience a little bit about that. You know, everybody is afraid of failing, right? We know. And the reality is failing is where you learn, right?
Well, I think most people don't understand what failure is. Mm-hmm. Fail is actually an acronym, and it stands for first attempts in learning.
Uh-huh.
You've been failing all your life. When you first got out, tried to walk, you got up and fell over, fell over. And then you tried crawling a bit and that worked. And eventually you learned how to stand without falling over. It's called toddling.
Right.
And once you'd fallen enough times, you could do it. But there's nobody in the world who walks without toddling along first.
Yep. Absolutely.
Failure is natural to start with. It's a first attempt in learning. And the problem is everyone's afraid of failure. I have no idea.
No, you know, and it's one of those, as a coach, I talk to other coaches about this all the time, and they say the same thing. My clients are afraid of failure all the time, and I say, why are we so afraid of failure? And the only thing anybody comes up with, Chris, is that it's kind of like just built in. Yeah.
People have a view of themselves, and the one common perception is that failure is a bad thing. Instead of, it's entirely natural, and it's the way we learn how to do what's right. In fact, look at it this way. If when you try and do something, you get it right first time, have you learned anything?
That's right. Yeah. Nothing.
You haven't.
Yeah.
It's the failure that enables you to learn, to improve. In fact, it's what motivates you to change. And mm-hmm. people are scared of change. And yet that's so stupid. In fact, people say, I don't like change and I don't change. And they're lying through their teeth.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Why do I say that? Well, here's why. They say, my hairstyle hasn't changed for 20 years. And I say, that's absolutely untrue. You go to bed every night, get up in the morning, look at your hair, go, my God, that's a mess, and change it back to the way you had it yesterday. That's two changes.
That's
you breathe
right.
in and out every moment. Mm-hmm. That's change after change after change.
Mm-hmm.
You stand there in the day and you say, I feel hungry. You go and have some food, digest it, let it out and have some more food. Change is ongoing for absolutely everything you do. And it's the only way you'll learn. It's the only way to progress. You can't progress without moving from where you are, which implies a change.
Yeah.
So
yep.
God knows why people are so scared of change.
Yeah, it's truly amazing because, you know, people would be so much further in life so many times if they just could get past that somehow. I want to talk about your book, you know, Self-Sabotage, because I'm sure there's a lot to do with that in there as far
Absolutely.
As how people think. Everybody, you can get onto Amazon and find Chris's book right there, Self-Sabotage, what it is, why we do it, and when we do it. and how to overcome it. It's a terrific book.
Right.
Just go grab it. Chris, tell us a little bit about just kind of what the generalities about the book.
Well, it's experiential. The problem is that most of us are used to people telling us what to do. And you go, oh, yeah, that's very interesting. I mean, have you ever heard a motivational speaker? You know, you go and listen to the guy and he's absolutely brilliant. And you come out of it and you think, well, we're motivated. And tell everybody what a great session you had. And a week later, it's, oh, yeah, we had a motivational session. He was really good last week, wasn't he? Yeah, what did he say? And a month later, you're going, motivational speaker, did we have one? And the whole problem is because he's putting in the effort and you're not.
Mm-hmm. True, yeah.
You need to put in your own effort in order to progress. And unless you put in your own effort, you aren't going to progress. Easy come, easy goes. It sounds good. And unfortunately, most people have a space between their ears. It goes in one ear and straight out the other. So life strategies. Yeah. And by the way, you can either search for the book. My name's Chris Baker. That's spelled C-R-I-S, no H. And Baker, B-A-K-E-R. And I'm with Life Strategies, lifestrategies.net. And our stuff's available on the store page. And there's a link on most pages on the website. Self-sabotage, what it is, why you do it, when you do it, and how to overcome it. That how to overcome it is really important.
Yes.
Because we tell you how to, but you have to do the work. I remember talking to a client once. And he sat down in front of me and said with a big smile, well, what can you do for me? And I said, nothing. And he looked at me and I said, absolutely nothing. And he looked a bit puzzled. Not surprising.
Right.
And I said, I can't do anything for you. Mm. You have to do it for you. I can tell you what to do. I can show you what to do. I can hold your hand while you're doing it, but I can't do it for you. You have to do it. Oh. When people realize that they need to get their own experience, I say to people, can you delegate your own exercise? You want to get fit? Can you hire somebody to do your exercise for you? They look at you and they go, what?
Right.
How can I do that? And they say, well, you want to get your brain in shape. Can you hire somebody to do your thinking for you? And they go, I say, oh, so you're a believer then, are you? You hire other people to do your thinking for you. You listen to somebody saying something, you go, yeah, that sounds good, and adopt it as an idea for yourself without thinking about it, without seeing whether it works for you, without seeing whether there's any validity. And the problem today is that politicians are professionally trained to make even the most ridiculous statements sound persuasive and viable. But they have no experience in actually making them happen.
They are. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And without experience, they're only saying what they've heard about.
Right.
And the people who told them have only heard about it. From somebody else who's heard about it from somebody else.
Well, isn't that that's not a problem with our coaching business? When people call you for help and you talk to them and then you have to relate to them that they have to do some work to get to where they want to go. They go, oh, geez, I kind of thought you fixed it for me. And, you slap me or something, you know, but just not reality.
I love it. You fix it for me. Even if you could fix it for them. Even if you could do it for them, when they moved into that new place, guess what? They bring themselves along. And they haven't changed.
That's right.
And we're firm believers in the insight that your outer world, the outside of your world, reflects your inner world.
And, you know, Chris, stay right there because we're going to come right back on the other side. We're going to take our first break, and let's talk about that in one moment because that's really getting someplace. We'll be right back with Chris Baker. We're having a lot of fun talking about people getting where they need to go. And they want us to do it, but they got to do it themselves. We're going to come right back on Forward Motion.
Business and life coach Carmen Carozza will return in just a moment.
And welcome to Forward Motion. And we have Chris Baker with us today. And you can go to his website, lifestrategies.net, and get a lot of information on Chris and on his book, his blog. And his book right now that we're going to be chatting about is Self-Sabotage, What It Is, Why We Do It, When We Do It, and How to Overcome It. And you can go right to Amazon and pick it up right now. And we will throw it up on our website, so we'll have it there for you also. Chris, and oh yeah, I want to tell you about Facebook. Chris is on Facebook, took it Strategies and Outcomes. So just go to Strategies and Outcomes on Facebook, and you will see all of Chris's Facebook information and get up to date with everything he's doing. Chris, let's go back to talk about you were talking about kind of the outside and inside. Let's chat about that a minute.
Yeah. We subscribe to the fact that your outer world reflects your inner world. And unless you change inside, then nothing's going to change outside. And this is why people make a mistake, refuse to review it, think that they've got the right idea. What happens is then a year later, 2 years later, whenever, life comes back to them and presents them exactly the same problem with different faces, so that they can have another go at learning from the situation. And if they don't, then it just keeps reappearing in their lives, giving them a chance to fix the problem.
Right.
And the reason why it comes back is because the universe assumes that if you're doing it that way, it's because you like the results you're getting. And so it repeats. And if you don't like the results, change where you're coming from when you do what you do.
Right. It's kind of that insanity thing, right? You know, just keep doing the same things. And if you're expecting different results, you know, something's a little screwy there. Yeah.
Exactly.
Right, right.
And yet, how many of us do that? I'm not going to pretend that I haven't been one of those.
Right, right.
So self-sabotage, how to overcome it. Every section starts with a story of how I've screwed up so that you can be sure you're not alone. And then it talks about the lessons I learned from that screw up, how I overcame it, and then gives you some questions to ask, which you actually need to sit down and write down on paper or on your computer, whatever. And having done that, then at the back of the book is my answers. Now, my answers are not the only answers. I have never ever said I'm right. Actually, that's untrue. I used to think I was right and everyone knows I'm wrong. And that was one of the things I had to
That was another thing you had to fix.
So at any rate, so there's sample answers at the back of the book. And I think you'll find they will give you a lot of insight into a better way of doing it than the way I did in the first place. For example, most people don't realize that truth is important. Or at least they say they think it's important. But they don't. They say on their cell phone message, leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Glad you called, some of them will say. And yet when they pick up their messages and they go, God damn it, it's that bloody idiot whatever again. I'm not going to call him back. Or they just say, oh, I can't be bothered, maybe tomorrow. But if your message says, I'm glad you called, and you're not glad you called, have you told the truth? If your message says, I'll call you back as soon as I get the message, and you don't, have you told the truth? Here's what telling the truth would look like. You know what? You've just called me, and I sometimes return messages if I feel like it, and if I don't, I won't. This is nothing to do with you. You might be a great guy. You might be a pain in the ass. I don't know. And I'll decide when I get the message. If you want to leave one, do. If you don't, I don't care. Now, how many people have that as their cell phone message?
That's a it's a rare one. That's a rare one. Yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely that's honest. Yeah.
Well, here's the problem with untruth. It's deceptive. Mm-hmm. Anytime you deceive someone and they get what is not true and they believe it, then they're starting from a place of untruth.
Yeah.
And if you start from a place of untruth, then, and you rely and you think that's true in order to set the direction you're going in, it's bound to be false because the starting point is not where you thought it was.
Now, let me ask you something, Chris, because it's such a great point you're bringing up. From something that simple as the phone message, is it, you know, we do those things, you know, have a nice day, so good to see you, all those things. You know, we want to be courteous. We want to be liked. We don't want people to think we're rude. They can find out later, right? I mean, is that kind of how we're built? Let's protect ourselves, make sure everybody likes us.
That's another thing I've tried. Getting myself liked.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you.
It's been a lot of work. Huh?
I was a dismal failure at that. And I finally decided in life that what I'd much rather have is people's respect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
yeah.
You get people's respect when you're honest and straightforward. Mm-hmm. In fact, there's a wonderful saying today. In today's society, honesty and integrity are the most important things. Mm-hmm. If you can fake that, you've got it made.
That's great. I love that.
It's and we laugh.
And we laugh.
How many politicians are there out there faking that?
And CEOs.
That's what they do professionally.
Yeah.
Fake honesty and sincerity.
Oh, absolutely. And as I say, CEOs, you know, in our country, you know, our government and our businesses are really challenged right now. And businesses are challenged because our Harvard CEOs, you know, think who they are and that they are perfect. In the meantime, business is going down the drain right now. You know?
Well, one of the big problems is that over the past 10, 15 years, whatever it is, the corporate environment, the big CEOs in America have realized that you can make a lot more money if instead of doing a better job for your clients, what you do is influence the politicians to pass laws that favor your business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when you get the politicians who will pretend they're on the side of the average man, but in fact are busy rewarding corporate giants who pay their re-election expenses.
Yeah, sure. Nice way to put
then,
it. Yeah.
I wouldn't want to say bribery because bribery is
no.
So let's just say influence.
Yeah. Influence, okay.
But it's a real shame because that tends to be what happens.
Yeah.
And when
yeah.
you start from a position like that, we can make more money. We pass laws in our favor, which screw you here. Mm-hmm. Then you've got a problem.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. So you know, it's at every level. Yeah.
It's at every level. And I think honesty and integrity are indeed the most important things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Unless you have that. And so I gave up being liked. Mm-hmm. I decided I'm going to keep my integrity.
Mm-hmm.
And so my phone message says, leave a message. I'll call you back.
Mm-hmm.
And I do actually try and call everyone back.
Right. That, as you say, it's finding that in your life. I think everybody, as much as we're having a lot of fun with this, I think, right, Chris, it's really looking at your life every day and saying, doing the same things every day, getting the same results, but I'm hoping that they change. You have to make changes to get different results. You have to do it.
This is so correct, Carmen.
Yeah.
And the place to make the changes is inside, not outside.
Ah, yeah.
If you think somebody is a son of a bitch and you're still going to work with him, then that sense that you have internally he's a son of a bitch will negatively impact your relationship with him. And you won't be able to get as good results as when you see that other person as a fine, outstanding citizen who's doing his best, even if some of his best is seriously mistaken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when you see people as making mistakes because they simply don't know any better, I post a lot on Google Plus.
Ah, you do.
And I like Google Plus. It gives you enough space. And one of the things I have on my posts is no bad language, don't swear at people, don't insult people, and no swearing. Mm-hmm. People take a while to get used to that.
Yeah.
In fact, there was one this morning where somebody called somebody else a frigging idiot.
Ah.
And I said, you call somebody an idiot, then either they'll get upset and call you worse back, or they'll stop posting.
That's right.
Whichever
that's right.
It is, it will negatively impact the conversation you're having.
Ah. Chris, we're going to come right back on the other end. We're going to finish up with Chris. He's been such a pleasure. We'll just take our last break here with Chris. We'll be right back on Forward Motion. And welcome back to Forward Motion. I have the effervescent Chris Baker with me, and we've had so much fun in this half hour. And Chris's book, Self-Sabotage, What It Is, Why We Do It, When We Do It, and How to Overcome It, is available on Amazon, and his website is lifestrategies.net. And you can get a lot of information on Chris and all the information, just as we talked in this last half hour, about how to get past things in your life and not get stuck in a rut where we most of us get into for so much part of our lives. But it's never too late, right, Chris?
Absolutely. It's never too late. 30 years ago, one of the things I saw at a personal development course, and I did a personal development course. I made a commitment when I was 18, 20 years old to do at least one self-improvement event a year. Mm-hmm. And most years I did more than one, way more than one. Mm-hmm. But one of the first things I ever got was one finished up with a very simple message. And that message was, today is the first day of the rest of your life.
Ah, yep. If we could only really, really understand that, the depth of that one, right?
Absolutely.
Yep, yep.
It means that you can start over any day you wish.
That's
right. In fact, today is the only day to